This time of year, you're going to find me jigging for crappies off my father-in-law's boat, celebrating a successful turkey hunt, or just sitting on the back deck watching time go by with a quality cigar from Thompson Cigar. Thompson Cigar has been around since 1915, offering the widest array of cigars and cigar accessories at very affordable prices. Thompson Cigar offers your favorite brands like Swisher Sweets, Cohiba, Backwoods, and Monte Cristo shipped fresh directly to your door. Also, be sure to check out their 5-pack fever deals and join their value club for big savings. Visit thompsoncigar.com and enter the discount code SE at checkout for 20% off of all orders over $75. Thompson Cigar, quality cigars at affordable prices.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, brought to you by Full Sneak Gear. Check out their entire lineup at fullsneakgear.com. Also, be sure to check out our entire stable of podcasts at sportsmansempire.com. This episode of the Sportsman's Empire is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Since 1952, Interstate Batteries has been evoking compassion and a trustworthy spirit into the surrounding communities. Interstate Batteries is a mission-driven company fueled by purpose and guided by their values. If you need help locating a specific battery, stop into your local Interstate Batteries retail store and speak with a battery specialist. They even offer cell phone repairs. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
We're leaving today and entering a world of Mickey Mouse waving, princess meeting and greeting, lightsaber clashing, the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror dropping, Banshee flying, Space Mountain launching, galaxy rewinding, what is the whole network galaxy rewinding, fireworks igniting, world of other worlds. For whatever you love, infinite worlds await at the most magical place on Earth, Walt Disney World Resort.
Sierra has all the best active and outdoor brands you need, from athletic stuff, like a full-court pickup game, swish, to athletic-ish stuff, like a half-mile stroll. Get those steps in! And for morning hikes up the mountain trail, good pace, to nighttime ghost stories from the camping chair. What a twist! Whatever level of active, Sierra loves it all. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it.
Two Good & Co. coffee creamers are made with farm-fresh cream, real milk, and contain 3 grams of sugar per serving. That's 40% less than the 5 grams per serving in leading traditional coffee creamers for a rich, delicious experience. Whether you enjoy your coffee hot, cold, bold, or frothy, Two Good coffee creamers make every sip a good one. Two Good coffee creamers, real goodness in every sip. Find them at your local Kroger in the creamer aisle.
Welcome to the How to Hunt Turkey podcast. I'm your host, Jace Greer, and today we're going to be talking, shocker, about turkey hunting. Yes, that's right. For another week, we're talking about turkey hunting. And I just wanted to give a shout out to all you fine, fine folks that are still listening to this podcast in the doldrums of June, looking down the barrel of July, knowing that it's about to be bow season, and just still thinking about turkey season. I hope that means you had a really great turkey season and you just love it. And I hope it's not because you had like a depressing turkey season and you're hitting the books trying to figure out. But either way, welcome. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're listening. In fact, I would love to know who's still listening to this podcast this time of year. So reach out. Let me know that you're still out there. But today we're going to be talking about just some things I've been thinking about with turkey hunting. You see, just a couple days ago, my cousin got married. I went to the wedding. I got to do a little MC work. I got to do a little sound work. I got to do a little photography. Spoiler alert, I'm not a great photographer. Turns out I don't really have a good camera for it, but we did it anyways because he asked me to. And at that wedding, you know, there's this theme, right? Love. Love, marriage, commitment, all of these things, right? And I think a thing pretty prevalent in our culture is this stereotype that men don't want to commit. You've heard of it. You've seen it. You might even experience it. But what I think about is that I know that men who spend time in the outdoors can be some of the most committed individuals you'll ever meet in your life. Because to be a turkey hunter, one has to be committed, right? And to have a successful marriage, regardless of what you think about it, two people have to decide that they're going to commit to each other, right? If you want a marriage that's going to last, that's how that works. You can't just go on the warm, fuzzy feelings of love forever because one day, a few years down the road, love will fail to load the dishwasher and it's going to make you mad. And how are you going to deal with that, right? So you have to be committed. And I think to find success in anything, marriage, hunting, life, one has to be committed. So today we're going to talk about commitment in turkey hunting and ways that you might not be committing that are keeping you from having success in the turkey woods, and just some things about that. So one thing that I think about when I think about commitment and turkey hunting, this story always comes to mind. So I was having a turkey season that was going a little bit rough. I had just bought myself a brand new TriStar Viper G2 semi-automatic 12 gauge. They don't sponsor this podcast, but I love that gun. And I had just bought this gun and I really wanted to make the most of my turkey season. So I had just recently lost permission on a really big piece of land that had all the turkeys on it. And I was relegated to a side piece that had less turkeys on it, but would still have lots of turkeys on it, except the person who bought the piece of land that I lost permission on started doing some different farming practices that drove the turkeys off of his place. I still to this day don't understand why one would do that, but when you buy a piece of land to farm rather than to turkey hunt, you make different decisions than I would. That's just life. So I had been gutting it out. I'd been waiting for one to hopefully finally come by the piece that I was hunting, right? I'm sticking it out. I'm committed, right? And finally, a Jake came by little ways into the season, shot the Jake, had a few days left, had a tag left, and I really wanted to kill my first long beard. So the first thing that I decided was I was going to commit to killing a long beard, so I kept turkey hunting. The next thing I realized, it was one foggy morning. I came down into the field to hunt. There's a turkey roosted in this sycamore tree, gobbling. And I know that this bird is going to be in play for me. So I move in. I'm setting up my decoys. There's fog down in this bottomland. Right as I'm finishing up the last decoy, about to crawl back to my spot, a gust of wind comes through. And it pushes the fog away. And that bird sees me off the roost and takes off flying. And there went my one chance at a longbeard that I had had in a week and a half. And I said to myself, this isn't going to work. Now, here's where the commitment comes in. You see, I was committed to killing a longbeard. If I was not committed, I would have just quit turkey hunting right there, right? But what did I do instead? I found a way to make it work, right? So I went and I got permission on the neighbor's piece where I kept seeing turkeys. This is a different piece than the one I lost permission to. The people hunting there had already shot their birds. They were already turkey hunted out. I would have never gotten permission on this place on opening day of turkey season, but it was the last week. In fact, I think it was the last 3 days. And so I got permission. And it was an amazing thing because you just don't always get opportunities like that. I think people overlook the possibility of an end of season permission grab, right? So I went down to this place, went to roost some birds, right? So I get down, Immediately there are turkeys in this field. I'm watching. I end up seeing like six gobblers and two jakes, and they all go and they roost by the creek. So I'm looking along the creek bank, and there's just a couple little spots to get hidden. And I decide, okay, that's where I'm going to be at daylight. I'm going to get in here really super early so I don't spook anything. Going to set my decoys up. Going to get really hidden. Going to hunt them. So I get back and I check the weather. Well, the next day it's going to be raining and it's going to be storming and it looks really bad, but it looks like it's going to stop right around daylight. And I said to myself, well, we're going to do it anyway. So I was like, okay, I'm going to pack my rain gear. I'm going to wear my rain gear and I'm going to make this work. You see, I was committed to turkey hunting. I committed to this spot. I committed to this idea of trying to kill a longbeard, and nothing was going to stop me. So I get out the next day with my rain gear. I'm walking in the dark, a place I've never been before. I've just glassed it. And I don't know if you've ever glassed across a field and thought, oh, that'll be really easy to walk across, and then actually gone and walked across it. It's a totally different thing. So I get out there. There's thunder. There's lightning. It's raining a little bit. I've got my rain gear on. And I just think to myself, the wind is blowing really hard. It's unsettling to be in the dark with a storm like that. And I know some of you guys know what I'm talking about because you've done enough to get out there and be in those conditions. And some of you just go to the house when that happens. But I was not going to go to the house because I had committed. So I walked all the way across that field in the dark. Finally get where I'm supposed to be. I'm not spooking anything. There's a lot of wind noise, a lot of wind cover. It's dark, 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 because not only is it not daylight yet, but those clouds are in and it's blocking out the moon. I mean, it was perfect for approaching close to a roost. So I start looking for a place to set up, and all that I can find are these thorn trees. There's nothing to sit up against. There's nothing to do. So I keep looking, looking, looking. Finally, I find a little spot. Set out the decoys, set up my whole everything, and I sit down and I start listening, and I can hear thunder in the distance. I hear a whippoorwill, and right as it starts to crack light, I start to hear the first gobbles of the day. And so there's several birds like 300 or 400 yards down the creek from me. There's a bird off the other direction that I never saw or knew was there that is just gobbling his head off. And then I heard like the occasional gobble from just to my left. Well, it gets to be about sunrise, but it's still pretty dark because of the cloud cover. And I look over to my right, and the biggest turkey I've ever seen is in the field. And I still to this day think that's the biggest turkey I've ever seen. His head was like the size of a softball. His tail fin just looked massive. And this bird's like at 60 yards or something, and it just looks huge. And it comes out, and it's strutting, and I'm thinking to myself, oh my gosh, here's the chance. Got the nice full tail fan, huge bird. I'm like, this is amazing. Comes out, sees my decoys. I give him a couple little calls. I think before he saw my decoys. Or no, I didn't call at all because I knew he saw my decoys. And so he closes some distance. Then all of a sudden he starts acting really spooky. And I don't know if he saw me or what happened. I tried to give him some calls. Didn't matter. He was out of there. And I thought, well, crap. It's, man, I can't believe I blew this opportunity. But I'm so glad I committed to coming in here. Well, about the time I finished that thought, I hear the sound of a turkey flying, and I look over the other direction, and here come two turkeys flying into the field. They land, immediately see my decoys, and both of them just start making a beeline. Now, one of them is a Jake. I can tell he's got the little stubby beard. The other has like a decent-sized beard, so I'm like, okay, cool. The bigger bearded bird starts to like puff up into like quarter strut, and I'm like, okay, this has got to be a long beard. So they're coming into my decoy. I pull up on them. They separate. The one that's in like quarter strut kind of lifts his head, and I blast him, and it's game over. And I'm like, holy cow, that happened fast. And when I shot, another bird jumped up and ran off that I didn't even see because of the rolls of the field. And I came up on that bird, and it was a Jake. It was one of those super Jakes. It had literally a 7-inch beard. And Short tail feathers. I couldn't believe it. I had been bamboozled. This was pretty early in my turkey hunting career. And so I'd shot another jake, which it's not against the law or anything. It's a totally legal thing to do here in Missouri, but I was trying to shoot a longbeard, but I got tricked. So I was a little bit disappointed about that, but I was still happy. It was still a really cool experience that I never would have had if I did not commit to that setup, despite the fact that it was raining, despite the fact that I had to get permission, despite all of that. I committed to getting what I wanted out of turkey season, and I came as close as I could have in that situation. Now, what was really cool about that is I was still thinking I was going to take my dad turkey hunting later that year, and so I didn't want to spook any birds, so I just grabbed that one, and I brought it back to my setup, and I sat there for a minute because there were birds in the neighboring field that I didn't want to spook. And so I got to watch the group of like six gobblers that totally would have come into my decoys, I think, if I would have just waited and been patient. But again, I thought I had a long beard in front of me, so I don't know what I would have done different. But anyways, at a certain point, a coyote came out and chased those birds all around. It was crazy. I packed up my turkey and went back to the house, and it was just awesome. Even though it turned out to be a jake, it was still just an awesome, awesome thing. So that's just like an example of something I think of when I think about committing to a hunt, right? You have to decide to turkey hunt. I think about the quote in 10th Legion, right? I don't turkey hunt because I want to. I turkey hunt because I have to. And if you love turkey hunting, you know that the 8th, 10th time you've woken up at 3 or 4 in the morning, you don't love waking up that early usually. And you have to make the decision based on what you know instead of what you feel. Same thing with marriage, right? So this season, I know I woke up a lot. I woke up really early a lot of times because I knew once I get out there, I'm going to be really glad that I'm out there. And if I sleep in when it rolls around 8, 10 o'clock, I'm going to feel terrible that I didn't go out and make the most of my turkey hunting. And so it's important to commit to those things. So how can committing in turkey hunting help you, right? Well, I think about hunting permissions. How did your turkey season go this year? Did you wish you had more places to run around, more places to hunt? Maybe that you had scouted some public or at least gone to it or tried it? The only way that you're going to get more turkey hunting permission is if you commit to getting it. It's not going to fall in your lap on some silver platter from heaven. Like, you have to go out and get it. And if you're going to try and go out and get it, you have to decide you're going to go out and get it. You're not going to just hope for it. You're not going to just wish for it. You have to commit to going out and getting those permissions, going out and hunting that public land. Do you want to be a better turkey caller this year? Well, hey, you're going to have to commit to that. That means get yourself whatever call you think will make you a good caller and start practicing with it now. You have to commit to it. And every day you have to think about calling. You have to practice. You don't have to practice every day to get good at it, but you have to commit to doing enough to get better at calling. Do you want to travel and turkey hunt? You've got to commit. You've got to commit financially. You've got to commit your time. You got to commit some resources. Shout out to turkeyseason.com, good old Paul Campbell, the former host of this podcast. That makes a lot of your turkey hunting research easier because it's all laid out right there. You can click on seasons, you can get dates, and you can know, okay, maybe you want to extend your turkey season, right? That's something I think about a lot. Like, turkey season is really short here in Missouri. And so I want to go turkey hunt somewhere maybe a week or two before our season opens, so I can literally go in and look at all the season dates in all the states that are close or far, whatever I want to do, and figure out, okay, hey, if I went and I hunted this state, then I could get an extra 5 days of turkey hunting, an extra 10 days of turkey hunting, an extra month sometimes of turkey hunting. But if you don't commit to doing that, you will never do it. So find yourself a buddy, find yourself someone who will go with you and get out there and make that happen. Do you want to have better decoys this year, right? Maybe you want a better turkey pack. Maybe you want a camera to start filming your hunts. You have to commit to getting that now. That might mean doing a little extra work, doing some side hustles, saving some money, spending less money on whatever vice you have. Maybe cancel a subscription. Maybe log all your devices out of your Amazon account so you can't go and buy random stuff you don't need every single day. We live in a consumeristic culture, don't we? We just have to buy things all day, every day. And what I like to think about financially is, what kind of enjoyment are we talking about, right? Like, I could go to Starbucks and buy a $6 latte, but what else can you buy for $6? Well, you can buy, you can't do as much as you used to be able to, but you can buy a few fishing lures. How many fish can you catch on them? Well, it depends on if you immediately snag or not, right? But I think about the enjoyment. What's going to bring me the most enjoyment out of these $6 I might spend or whatever? So if not having good decoys affected your enjoyment of turkey season, put some money in that. If not having a good pack made it suck to walk anywhere and you never wanted to, and you never did, put some money into that and commit to having a better turkey season in that regard. So I think about that as well. And then I think about taking your buddies hunting. How many of you out there have like wanted to take a new hunter out or wanted to go hunt with your buddies, but the season comes around and you don't want to go on opening day and you don't really want to go the first week. And now you're kind of on this gobbler, but he's giving you the runaround. And so you just want to hunt him down. And then that never ends up happening. And then boom, another season's done. You've taken no new hunters. You haven't hunted with your buddies. I'm talking about my own life here. That is something that happens to me extremely regularly. And this year I said, no, I'm not going to let that happen. I'm going to commit to hunting with my buddies. So I went on opening day and I wasn't even on the gun. Why? Because I wanted to learn more about turkey hunting and I wanted to spend more time with my buddies. So I committed to that. So the choices that you are making right now in this off season from turkey hunting, those are the choices that dictate how your turkey season is going to go next year. And the choices you make day to day during turkey season are going to decide whether you're going to find success or you're going to find failure. So I just want to encourage you guys. Man, we love turkey hunting. I love the first crack of sunlight on a foggy morning, a little bit cold, crisp. You can hear all the birds are singing. You hear that gobbler hammer. Man, why would you ever miss that when you have the opportunity to have that? You know that feeling when you see a turkey out in the field for the first time and you're hunting them? You see just that beautiful black ball of feathers just puffed up, strutting. Man, why would you ever want to cut yourself short of that? And I think that you got to remember, you got to hold on to those long-term reasons, those long-term, those strong whys. Why do I turkey hunt? What do I love about it? And so when that alarm goes off at 4 a.m, you're thinking of that. You're not thinking about, oh, I feel so bad. Oh, I feel so tired. Did you guys know that that's just going to happen? I don't know how it is for you. Maybe some of you, if you get a certain amount of sleep, you wake up feeling just incredible, well-rested, blah, blah, blah. I never really want to wake up. I never feel great. My alarm never goes off and I'm like, zippity doo da day. I can't wait to get out there. I wake up and I think more like, that's more of my thought process. So you got to hold on to your commitment. You have to remember why you do it. The sound of those gobbles, the look of a backlit strutter, because the reality is, you only get so many turkey seasons. And I don't want to let a single wonderful turkey season day that I have the chance to hunt slip away. And I don't want a chance to hunt with my dad, a chance to hunt with my friends, a chance to take a new hunter. I don't want that stuff to slip away. We build the ship on which we sail. We decide the experiences we want to have in our life. Now, there's always going to be things out of your control. But I guarantee there's a lot more in our control than we actually control. Now, I'm not saying you have to like hold on to your turkey season with an iron fist and lose all your relationships for it. That's not what I'm getting at all. Take time for what you love is what I'm getting at. Don't skip a turkey hunt because you're being lazy. Don't skip a turkey hunt because you don't want the hardship. Don't forget to get permissions because you don't want to talk to a stranger. Don't skip buying new gear because you wanted to buy that 18th can of Mountain Dew that day. Don't skip becoming a good turkey caller because you just didn't think about it. Commit to the things you love and you're going to have a good result. So I just want to encourage you guys with that. Get out there, commit to it. And hey, that stuff translates into deer season. If you're a deer hunter, if you're a fisherman, whatever you're doing, commit to it. Go try those new places. Go do those new things. In fact, I just committed to an antelope hunt this year. Last year, we went ahead and bought preference points. We were putting in for the tag. We're going to draw. We've got the time blocked off on the calendar. And then I looked at the calendar. I got the draw results the other day, and I did not draw my tag because I don't know what I'm doing with drawing, I guess. And I did a little research after the fact. This is a side tangent. I did a little research after the fact and realized I structured it completely wrong and did it wrong. Like Wyoming has basically like you can put down your first, second, and third choice. And I did not understand that correctly. And so I thought, hey, for the first choice, we might as well put the one that we don't have as much chance to draw, because then we still have these other two choices. That is not actually how you should do that. And I don't understand it well enough to explain how you should. Please don't ask me about how to get out-of-state tags, because I am now 0 for 2 on successfully doing that. But by golly, I'm going to learn it, because I am committed to hunting out-of-state eventually. But dang it, my own buffoonery is really getting in the way. But we're going to keep after it. We're going to keep going. And we're going to have some good results. So the good news is I have a great group of buddies, and we're already on to the next plan, and the backup plan is going to be pretty sweet, I think. And so hopefully you guys will hear more about that in a future podcast, and hopefully all those things go well. I hope whatever you're up to right now is going well for you. I hope life is going well for you. I hope you're getting a chance to get into the outdoors, and I hope that if you deer hunt, you've got a great deer season lined up. If you're fishing, I hope you're having a great fishing season. And man, I hope you guys are looking forward to turkey season, because I know that I am. It hasn't been that long since it was turkey season, but by golly, I can't wait. I can't wait for it to come back. So thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast. Refer me to some friends. If you got buddies who turkey hunt, tell them about this podcast. Tell them to listen. That helps me out a ton. If you can leave me a 5-star review, that's also super helpful. You can find me on social media, How to Hunt Turkey. You can also email me, howtohuntturkey@gmail.com. And we can keep in touch about all that's going on. If you had a great out-of-state success story, I'd love to hear about it just to know it could be done. If you drew a tag, man, tell me about it. I want to just hear that it can be done. But anyways, you guys have a great rest of your week. Take somebody hunting with you.
Spring break isn't what it used to be. It's better. This spring, stay 3 nights and get a $50 Best Western gift card. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Visit bestwestern.com for complete terms and conditions.
This episode is brought to you by Peloton. Break through the busiest time of year with the brand new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus. Powered by Peloton IQ. With real-time guidance and endless ways to move, you can personalize your workouts and train with confidence, helping you reach your goals in less time. Let yourself run, lift, sculpt, push, and go. Explore the new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus at onepeloton.com.
President's Day savings are happening now at the Home Depot with up to 40% off select appliances. Looking to upgrade your fridge? Check out LG's newest model, serving up ice in all kinds of styles. Cube, crushed, craft ice, and now new mini craft ice straight from the dispenser. From cold brew to fizzy favorites, these refrigerators will have you entertaining like a pro. Shop President's Day savings and get up to 40% off, plus free delivery on select appliances like LG at the Home Depot. Free delivery on appliance purchases of $1,498 or more. Offer valid February 5th through the 25th, U.S. only. See store online for details.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.